Welcome back to the She Said podcast, number 15.
No, I think 14, right?
No.
Oh, we've officially lost count.
No, 15, because we talked about last week that it was...
Well, I just made a post saying 14.
So I think we're 15. I don't know. We're here, though.
My brain feels like the inside of my purse, so it's all over
the place.
Is
that one of your mom's sayings?
No.
Oh, it sounds like a mom saying.
I am a mom.
Oh, that is true. That's right. I forgot.
I am 50, and I am a mom.
Oh, yeah.
I have some good sayings.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I mess them up a lot. My husband's always like, you literally mess up more saying. Like, I'll say, you can turn on a dollar, and he's like, It's a dime. It's a dime, Amy. It's stuff like that that I mess up really bad.
Try to turn on a dollar.
Yeah, I just try to. I'm like, oh. He'll come up with a whole bunch of ones that I say wrong.
That's hilarious. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't really have sayings, I don't think. But okay, how was your weekend?
Very good. I had to say goodbye to Porter.
Oh, no.
I know, but... So he has his birthday, Porter the monkey, in case anybody didn't listen to last. He left me some precious little love
bite marks.
But he just is like, I think he just is like, gosh, I want to hug you and I want to bite you at the same time. Like, you're just so fun. So he had a blast with Ty. It's funny. So anything else? I did a lot of gardening. I tore up by chiggers. I mean,
bad.
So did Steven. And I don't know what, I don't even know how to treat them, but they're painful. I did see a hack on a... poison ivy that if you, which I don't get poison ivy, Steven does get it.
Uh-huh.
And so you take brown paper sacks, tear strips of it, put it in apple cider vinegar, and then lay those strips on your poison ivy. Mm. And supposedly, like as it dries, like you can, it'll, the oil of the poison ivy will just draw through that paper sack.
You know, I have a guy that sprays my yard for mosquitoes, and it also keeps fleas and ticks out of the yard,
mm-hmm.
which I'm so happy about because those things freak me out.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they do, me too, big time. Which I think today I'm supposed to get some Bravecto for my dogs. I do use that on them, and I think they, I mean, I hate doing any of that, but I got to keep the fleas and ticks off
yeah,
of
it's
them.
Miserable
and it seems
for them.
To do just fine. Daisy got hives again. I don't know what the deal is. It seems like she gets them seasonally, maybe, and she just gets hives, like huge whelps on her body. I don't know. I don't know that unless she's get bit by something, but I can't imagine repetitively that would happen.
Yeah.
So I gave her a Zyrtec, and I mean, her little eye was swollen, but the Zyrtec helped. So, and a lot of people don't realize you can give your dog a Zyrtec. Just don't give them like a Claritin D. Leave the D, the pseudoephedrine, out of it. That's very bad for them, but you can give them Benadryl or Zyrtec or Claritin. Just don't give them Claritin D.
Okay.
So,
well, I had a crazy weekend, just busy with parties. I had the 50th. Well, my friend actually does her half party, so they're 55 instead uh-huh. of 50 and 60. She does 55, 65. So it was her 55th birthday, which was really fun. Bunch of people thinking that we're young and we're not. And
yeah.
So you feel it the next day.
Yes.
I mean, I don't drink, so it wasn't even drinking. It was just, you know, just playing games and just doing stupid stuff. So that was really fun. And then had my 4-hour lunch with my friend that we go once a month and literally sat there for 4 hours, which is always fun. And then I had a thunder party, which was so great
fun.
For Oklahoma that we finally
yes.
have something to cheer for a professional
Isn't that
team.
Fun?
That was a fun game.
And they seem to be so well respected. I think the coaches seem to really talk so highly of them and just their character.
Yeah, it was
Which
fun
is
to
neat
watch.
To hear that about a team.
Lots of parties.
Yes.
I left my neighborhood and it was literally every other house had, you know, 25 cars parked in front of it,
That's
which was
fun.
So it
and
was
I still
a
have
fun
never
weekend.
Been to a Thunder game.
Really?
No, I've never been.
I went the first few years when it was the three guys that were so, the Harden guy and
I wouldn't even know.
Kevin Durant and all of them. I went in the playoff. We had really great seats down close to the floor and it is a fun environment and it's just.
It would be fun.
We don't have much in Oklahoma to cheer for. So that was always, that's always fun to go to. But boy, these games were packed.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, it would be fun to, I would like to go and try it and see. I got a message from her last night, the oldest sister in my family, and it was like, join our My Life 360 group. Well, she listened to the podcast about tracking.
Oh,
and
how
so
funny.
She created a Life 360, and she said, you're the only one that would accept it. Everyone else said, I guess her kids and everybody was said.
No way.
No, that's stalking. I accepted it. I'm like, I'm going to end up driving you crazy because you'll see how much I come and go constantly.
You can turn that off, though.
But I told
Does
her,
she
I was like,
know
you'll
that?
Probably have to turn it off. So anyways, but I told her I'd say, hello, Betsy. Yeah, she's now, asked me to join her Midlife 360 circle.
It's a great little tool, especially for tracking people. Like,
I think in family, I don't think it's anything bad. I mean, it's not like I'm up to anything good, bad. It's good to know kind of where somebody at in an emergency. These days, shoot.
Because my friend that I had lunch with, we were laughing about it because our lunch could be a full podcast. I mean, with what we each other go through. But a few years ago, when we first reconnected, because she had moved to Africa, we were talking about both of us being single. She lives by herself. I live by myself. And then it's like, you know, if we die in our sleep, who's going to know? I mean, I don't want to lay there and my dogs start eating me because they're starving.
And it happens.
I know it does. So we got to where we stopped doing it. We need to get back on it. But we were laughing about it. We would send an emoji every single morning just to let the other person know
that you're still breathing.
Still alive, up and functioning. Oh, it would be like whatever was happening for that day. Like I would send like a dancing emoji or, you know, whatever it was, what your mood was that day. And so then she would always respond with the corresponding one that matched what I sent. And it was just fun. And we did it for about a year. And then I think my mom went into the hospital and I, you know, was up there 24/7. So I didn't really, we stopped kinda doing it. But it's a smart idea for single people that live alone or a senior that lives alone to find somebody that you can just let them know you're still okay.
They say that you and your kids should pick out a certain emoji that's a completely random one. And it's kind of like a safety emoji that, like, let's say they're at a party or they're just at a friend's house and they want you to call and interrupt or come get them or whatever. Mm. And if they send that palm tree, then you just know that's kind of code for, hey, I gotta come get you. I gotta, you know, something like that. So
that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to give an update on my knee, dreaded injured knee. I had Karen on, who is the nurse practitioner that I work for. She's one of my clients. They're all big in peptides, you know, and we've talked about peptides a million times. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in peptides, NAD+. And then I had her on and she talked about her three most popular, so after she was on here, I was like, okay, I need it. I need the BPC-157
So you did it.
I started taking it last Tuesday. So it'll be a week tomorrow.
Okay.
Total game changer.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. It's one of those where you do it, you inject it directly into the injury. So I've been shooting it right in my knee.
Will it still help affect your whole body?
Yes. It helps with people with IBS, ulcers, burns are doing it to help burn victims repair tissue. Wow. It helps with lots of stomach issues. It's kind of, that's where it started, but professional athletes use it to repair injuries and that's why they can get back to playing so much quicker. So you inject it, if you have an injury like that, you inject it directly into the injury site. They tell you just to inject it like in your thigh is normal where you want to inject. If you're just taking it for like, or really they recommend for stomach issues, for IBS and all the stomach issues, is to take it orally with a pill. You can do it in pill form.
I didn't hear there's a difference.
Because it goes through your digestive system where this is going directly into your bloodstream through your muscles through the injection. So I started doing it every day. It's 20 units. Instantly feel better. Like I just ignored it when I first started because I figured it would take a while. The second time I took it, there's just an instant, you just feel the pain leave. But Saturday, I was walking like a normal person, like it had never happened.
Are you serious?
Then I tweaked it again on Sunday. So it's a little stiff today. It's not sore. I have no pain whatsoever as far as like putting my weight on it, walking, there's no pain. It feels very stiff, like when I straighten and bend my knee. But as far as pain, there's zero pain left in my knee. So then Sunday, I started doing some more research on it. And they said, if you wanted to, you could divide that 20 units into 10 in the morning and 10 at night to kind of just
overnight.
Keep it. Yeah. So I've been doing that starting Sunday. I did 10 units in the morning and 10 in the evening. And it's like little insulin needles. So you don't even feel it.
I'm really interested.
Shocking how much better I feel.
Huh. You know, I was talking to my doctor about all that the other day, mentioning it in our appointment. And it was interesting because he didn't know about, but I loved it because he was actually writing down like, okay, now what is this black seed oil? I liked it because he showed interest in it, which to me, that's golden when a doctor's at least open to like knowing you know, what else is out there? And that's because I got all my my blood work back again. And then I also ran it through ChatGPT, which was really cool because you can take a picture of your of whatever it is you get from the doctor, and you can ask ChatGPT to analyze it like in your language, just so you can understand and have it break it down. Mm-hmm. And truly, like everything was at, it's really good. There is nothing that is negative. I mean, and we went back over. He's like, wait a minute, you're 50? I do. I think all these things. I have not tried the BPC 157, and that is on my list because I kind of talked to him about it, but he wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, but, and medical doctors usually aren't.
So, but that's very interesting.
Well, and the interesting thing on the peptides is that the big pharma sued the whole peptide world that trying to prevent them because they can't duplicate it and make money on it.
Uh-huh.
And so they sued. And so there for a little bit, you couldn't get them because it was in a lawsuit. But the actual FDA pharmacies, the compounding pharmacies won. And so now you can get them again. And so the medical doctor and the medical world's never going to, you know, buy into it. Right. And they're without side effects. That's the thing. Because I specifically asked Karen, you know, what are the side effects? And she goes, it's minimal. Most of it's just a nuisance, like you'll get a bruise at the shot site,
right?
Or it'll burn when you first put it in, like NAD plus, when you inject that actually stings, you know, as it goes in and for a few minutes afterwards. Those are the side effects, not it affects your kidneys, or you know, it's not medical side effects. It's more of just annoying side effects from the injection site usually.
Well, I think I've grown confident enough that I'm going to call her and see about it.
Actually, when I get this knee completely, I'm going to switch over to my knee that really does need help.
Mm-hmm.
This one's just from an injury, and see if it can help. Because it does work with torn tissue, torn ligaments, bone issues. It helps with, you know, like if someone that's been burned, it's actually helping with people that are trying to get off alcohol because it curbs those symptoms.
That's amazing.
And then the other one is going to help with like burning fat and that type of thing. You can stack them. You can either order them all together in one syringe or have three different, you know, vials and mix them in one syringe. So you're only giving yourself one shot, but some of them you can't mix together. So, but they're like little insulin needles. It's really,
that's not bad.
No, my knee is covered in little bruises, but I don't even care. It's worse.
Like Porter's been around.
Yeah, it's true. So anyway, I have to tell you a really funny story that I was talking to a friend this weekend about my knee, and that she said, well, how'd you do it? We were texting and I was like, I was putting on my pants. Like it makes zero sense. And she said, that's funny because she was actually trying to kick off some skinny jeans and, you know, they were too tight around her legs and she was kicking them off and she fell and broke a leg.
Stop it.
Yeah. So putting on clothes is dangerous as you get older.
It is dangerous.
It's like you broke your leg. Well, that beats my story for sure.
Speaking of clothes, do you wear a slip?
I don't. Really? I haven't worn one in a long time.
Really? Mm-mm. I guess I'm old lady. So, and my friend, Tiffany, makes fun of me for that, for wearing a slip, but I couldn't find one this morning and I was like freaking out because I don't, you know, my mom was always like, wear a slip. I might have been the only girl in high school wearing a slip, but I still wear one today. So I was just curious if you, like, am I old school? Is it still a thing?
I don't think so.
Man, I wear a slip, girl.
That's so funny.
Or that slips. Sun coming through your skirt.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're wearing, if it's sheer or not.
Well, to me, it just helps everything lay smoother.
It does. That's true.
Because the feeling of Spanx, I can't do that. That just suffocates
too much.
I mean, it would have to be a real emergency for me to put that on. So a slip just makes everything hang, but it makes your clothes hang better, I think.
Yeah.
So I think you're old school. Smoothing your silhouette. Because I had an older mother, I guess.
Maybe, because that is something of that generation. Yeah. And I did wear slips when I was younger, but I haven't worn one in years.
Because she had me at almost 40.
Okay.
So
that could be it. Well, I had my cancer appointment.
Yes.
My fall, I have to go every year, which is always talking about anxiety driven. Mm-hmm. I always walk in and I have normal blood pressure. I don't have any blood pressure issues, but every single time my blood pressure is elevated when they, you know, take it ahead of time. So my heart rate was elevated. My blood pressure was elevated, nervous wreck. And after she finished the exam, she goes, Lisa, you don't need to come back anymore if you don't want to. I was like, what? Because they had always told me you go every 3 months for the first 2 years, every 6 months for the next 2 years, and then every year forever. And she said, you're far enough out and you're doing so well and everything looks so great. She goes, it's up to you. but you don't have to come back. You're really
amazing.
Good. I'll probably go back for a few more years, just for my own head. And she said, do you want to? And I said, yeah, I kind of do. She goes, it's up to you. She said, well, I mean, you can come back as long as you want, but it's a choice now, which I never thought I was going to have that choice. Yeah. So 8 years out.
That's amazing.
I kind of walked out with a little bit of a pep in my step that I wasn't.
That's great.
That feeling of relief is crazy.
I can't even imagine.
So crazy. Hmm. So anyway, and we also talked about hormone replacement therapy. That might be an option. And so, which has always been off the table for me because of the cancer. Anyway,
have you heard back from her yet?
No, she said it'd be either this week or next week because we have to wait for the oncologist to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty exciting, unexpected.
Yeah.
Oof, I didn't ever think that was coming.
That's amazing.
I know it.
Yeah, that's a good surprise.
And speaking of health, do you have a healthcare proxy?
I don't.
Yeah.
Need to probably do that.
And
there's a lot of grown up things I still need to take care of.
I know, me too. But the reason I asked that is I have a friend that lives in Nashville and he was renting a house next to an elderly man that lived by himself and ended up, I can't remember the whole story of how my friend found him, but got him to the hospital and then they didn't have any family members to reach. There was no proxy. There was nothing. So if you don't have a healthcare proxy for someone to decide what happens to you, they ended up then there's a thing that the two doctors can get together and decide your healthcare and what they do with you. If there's no family member, they couldn't find any family. And so they wouldn't tell Jason anything either because he's just the guy next door.
I guess I would assume my husband could do it. But I guess if you have a mom or dad still living, then who takes precedence? Your husband or your mom or dad? So I can see where you would have to have that.
Just to decide what happens.
I'm sure have you heard all of this brain dead scandal that's been going on? How easily they're declaring, I say easy lightly, but this whole brain dead thing is like, allegedly. A lot of times it's a little determined a little too early because there's organs involved and that's just alleged, okay? These are things that I do keep seeing things pop up that are very interesting with lots of details that back these stories. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be claimed brain dead too early.
No.
Knock on wood.
That is scary. Well, okay. he couldn't even find out what was going on with the guy because he's not family. He's just a neighbor. And then finally, he was coming home one day and there was somebody over there at the house. So he went over and it was a long lost relative and the guy had passed away in hospice. But he had, there was no family, which I'm sure I'm going to be that way.
No.
You'll be my healthcare proxy.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's just crazy. When you get to that age, the guy was in his 90s. Everybody had passed away. Yeah.
That goes into where we've talked about as you age, you need to have a small group of people you're willing to just get a big house with.
Yes.
Where you commit to take care of each other.
I'm telling you.
I mean,
it's true.
It is very
I've said it for years that that's my end game.
And maybe you'll all chip in and have
a
24-hour nurse that's there. Like this could be a new concept, you guys.
Yeah, I think
it's
a good one.
Forget the nursing homes. Yeah. They're criminal. Don't even get me started on that.
Right. No. For sure. And I've always said that. Just get all your friends. You can push each other in wheelchairs and have a blast.
Mm-hmm. Have a great time.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. What was that TV show with those four old women?
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. It's
yes,
the same concept.
The Golden Girls. They need to bring back the Golden Girls. It's exactly what needs to happen.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it makes more sense. Because... You know, what's the guarantee that your kids are going to take care of you or your husband?
And not to mention how busy your kids get when they start having kids. Yeah, I know that was her mom's families. Always her biggest fear was like being a burden to her kids, to us. Yeah, you worry about that because you don't want to be a burden to people.
No.
We'll just burden our friends instead.
Yeah, because everybody's going through the same thing at the same time. So it's not like one person's.
Yeah, you want a ride to the doctor? Well, you give me a ride to the doctor.
<That's right. laughs> You just hope you can all still drive at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about your car and your recirculated air.
Oh, so I've seen this thing. And granted, like most people drive newer cars, so it isn't as prominent in the newer cars. However, they do say, and I've caught myself multiple times making a road trip, and I'm like, God, I'm so tired. Like, I just get lethargic, and I'm like, I need to open all my windows and get some fresh air. Like, that's just kind of the first thing that comes to me. And sure enough, I kind of revive. Well, they say your car should not be on the recirculated air, no matter what, for more than 20 or so minutes, and it should be on the fresh air coming in, because you are producing that bad air, especially when you have multiple people in there,
right,
or whatever. It is just not good for you. Kind of like sitting in a garage with your
right. The carbon
car
monoxide
running. Yeah,
it builds up in your car,
and it can do mm-hmm. that. So it's just better to change that to real air every so often.
I think they say to just to cool off your car, mm-hmm. you know, for 10 minutes or so, and then turn it back to mm-hmm. fresh air. And I,
yeah.
you know, a couple years ago, there was those high school boys.
It was like boy and a girl who were just sitting in the parking lot at 21st and Yale.
Yeah,
right?
Same
nothing
thing.
Fishy.
Cars
nothing.
running, and mm-hmm. both of them died.
Open
and ever
air.
Since then, very, yes. very.
And that wasn't some just old
no.
beater. And it was absolutely horrible.
Probably always kept it on recirculated, just because it does keep your car cooler. Mm-hmm. But ever since then, boy, I keep it. I don't even ever turn it on. I just keep it off altogether.
So it's a good reminder, because if I did remember it, I'd forgot. So,
well, I live in my car on my mm-hmm. phone. I swear, I sit in my driveway on
and
my
you'll
phone.
You'll sit there with the phone on.
Forever. I mean, I talk for hours at a time in my car.
I'll never forget a girl in high school, her and her mother. We're getting ready, I think, to go to a lunch or church, and they got carbon monoxide poisoning in their home, and they passed away together. It was just horrible.
Scary.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah. I have carbon monoxide detectors mm-hmm. everywhere. You can even get them to take with you when you go to like a hotel.
That's what I have.
I do too. Yeah. It's just, to me, it's just too risky.
It's good to know.
Well, you had a nonprofit idea that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, you know, it's in the long distance. But, you know, I always see things on, you know, you and I both get it. We've been through a lot of trauma. And I go back and I think about trauma that I've been through since, you know, in fifth grade, I lost my whole home to a fire. We were home and we lost everything. It was absolutely terrible. And then, you know, so you kind of go through where, you know, you kind of hold on to things. And, you know, I mean, I lost things like my baby book and just the most precious things you could think of. Thought, you know, there's people that go through things, and when things happen, whether it's a major accident or a surgery or the loss of a loved one, like things start to pile up at home. And we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, how do you get out of that? And there's so many women, moms and women, who feel that way and are stuck in that rut. And I'm like, how cool would it be though to have, because I know they have people like this for people with cancer, and they'll go in and they help people with their homes that maybe have cancer. But man, there's people's trauma that extend far beyond cancer mm-hmm. and who are just in a hole and they cannot get out, but they would feel judged because they don't want to have their house messy for people. So then they just never get help. But I'm like, how cool would it be to have a nonprofit that just goes in and they're able just to go help people get their lives back together in their home to where they're at least functioning again. And they feel like my mind is going to operate again. So that's what
idea.
I was like, I think that would be. Mm-hmm. And that those people know, hey, these people have been through it. They understand this is a judgment-free zone. And I think people are becoming more aware of that, because I'll see posts on, you know, different things of like horrible messes, as horrible as you can get. And where people are more like, hey, you don't know what that person's been through. You have no idea what they are dealing with and what got them there. That's more of like a mental injury, not even just a mental illness, but an injury to them mentally that has caused them to get to that point. So I just think I just thought that would be a neat thing in the future to be like, that's how people can be helped.
We've talked about it with ourselves, and how I was after my mom passed away. My house is like perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. And people always joke that this looks like a showroom. This doesn't look like anybody lives here, because mm-hmm. everything's always in its place. And that wasn't the case during that time. One, mm-hmm. I drove back and forth, commuted for three solid months, and then traveling over there for 2 years before, just constantly taking care of him. And so it wasn't perfect afterwards. And it felt overwhelming to try to get it back to that point, because mm-hmm. it's always stayed at that point. And so, I will tell you that today it's still not back to where it mm-hmm. always was. Just life and just the grieving process. So I can only imagine something like that, where you've lost something, or you're mm-hmm. even when I was, you know, going through cancer treatment. I mean, I would have loved somebody to come in and help me get my life yes. together, because all you
can
focus on.
But then a lot of people won't even let that happen because they feel too embarrassed, or they're too judged, or, mm-hmm. you know, but I think if a group of people went in having experienced somewhat of the same things.
Yeah.
That guard can be let down for people.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Get on that, Amy.
Yeah, we'll start with mine.
No, mine. I was thinking mine first.
We are
out of time.
Yes.
So we will see you next week.
Bye.